You're listening to the audio production of In Every Life by Rhea Fry, published by Harper Muse and performed by Jennifer Jill Araya. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains instructions for the Stand in Your Power full moon ritual, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. For Joe and Anna, welcome to the other side. In the end, we learn that to love and let go can be the same thing. Jack Kornfield. A note from the author. When I was 19, I was a freshman in college and a competitive boxer. I was studying creative writing and journalism at Columbia, while also gearing up for my very first boxing competition. Days before I was set to compete, I got hit during sparring class and began to get a thumping headache behind my left eye. Thinking I was just overtraining, I went in for a CT scan and ended up receiving the startling news that there was a 3.5-inch mass on the left parietal lobe of my brain. As if that wasn't scary enough, it was on the verge of hemorrhaging, which meant if I got hit in the head just one more time, I was dead. Essentially, boxing saved my life. To say my world changed overnight is a drastic understatement. In a millisecond, I had to give up the sport I loved in order to get brain surgery during spring break. Since the location of the mass was so rare, the neurosurgeon was unsure how it would all go. I was literally instructed to say goodbye to my family before they wheeled me back to operate. During surgery, they discovered my skull was as thin as an eggshell and had compressed my brain completely flat on the left side. They removed my fragile skull, cut out the mass, and screwed in 4 titanium plates with 16 screws for extra reinforcement. 42 staples later, I was waking up in the ICU. The thing I remember most during that twilight surgery haze is my neurosurgeon making a comment about how much smaller women's brains are than men's. Cue eye roll. Luckily, the mass was benign. It was actually classified as an arachnoid cyst, which they think had been there since birth and grew over time from physical activity. Because my neurosurgeon was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?